Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the cattle drivers, to the drovers and the raiders, to the wolf hunters. Living in Reverso, Spain, good morning to French people drinking French wine before it's time and having a little cheese. Good morning to Belgium. Good morning to, I don't know, England. Good morning to Prussia. Yes, you're gone, but you're still in our memories. Good morning. It is Saturday, May the 17th. It is precisely 7:17 a.m. The significance of that, I have no idea, and it is still 2025. Bo Blimp Doc. And we are well into year six now. Well, not well into. We're pretty much entering year six, which means the 5 years of Bo Blimp Doc are over, and I kind of hope I'm wrong. Everybody gets a plusy minusy. If I'm off by a couple months, okay. But just remember, if you poop your pants, if your car doesn't start, if there's a flood, Iran did it, if your kid gets sick, if your mom dies, if the doctor, who doesn't lie, tells you got a growth, it's somewhere near your butt. Remember, Iran did it. Iran did it. They put fluoride in your water. They tested radiation on your grandma and grandpa. Iran did it. They used tactical nukes to frack for natural gas twice. Perhaps in Colorado, perhaps in New Mexico, but Iran did it. All of the undocumented, Iran did it. The COVID monkey herpes, Iran did it, right? Because that's the key message. I'm feeling it, baby. I'm feeling it. If we're drifting into the end of Bo Blimp Doc, when shit starts to get real, then yeah, there is that scenario. That fuzzy event of worldwide economic collapse. And there is the idea that these motherfuckers might pull a Zardoz and send us really deep into the hole. And the best way to do that before you get to your special bunker in Antarctica, you know, is to trigger World War III, right? And not just any old World War III. I mean nuclear war. Because Iran did it. Everybody knows they did it. If your girlfriend has sex with Bob, Iran made Bob do it, your friend since kindergarten, but you can blame Iran, and they'll be happy in Tel Aviv. Isn't that the fucking case, folks? So I've got a attendee-style fortune cookie. I shouldn't, because I should be super, super extra careful with my money right now. But as I pointed out, there are kind of two types of people that came out of the Great Depression, and it really was kind of a bifurcation, almost a perfect split of what would be the normal curve. One cluster was predominantly people said, holy shit, the world's coming to an end, I better save money. We're going to reuse those plastic butt wipes. That was one perspective on the Great Depression. The other perspective was, holy fuck, the world's coming to an end. I'm gonna drink and have sex with hookahs and do Whitesnake style platinum blonde 80s big hair farmer grade cocaine. So yeah, you know, whatever, sideways topic. We got ourselves a A&W style Tendy's Port Angeles fortune cookie. And it's gooey again, but it cracked a little, so hey, that's special. And here's my fortune. And remember, the moment you... The rules of this reality... And again, others may dispute it. But a fortune cookie gets activated the moment you crack it open. So if it doesn't really crack open, it might not happen. If it does crack open, it still probably won't happen. Holy fuck. You will travel to many exotic places and learn to look within. You will travel to many exotic places. You will travel to many exotic places. You know what I mean, baby? You'll travel there in some type of spacecraft. You'll arrive on planet 43 in the year 2206 after having sex with robot Scarlett Johansson. And when you arrive there, a monk by the name of Flimsy McGee, he'll say, "Look within. This is an exotic place. We have exotic dancers. If you want to get in the gentleman's club or the champagne room, you've got to look within, buddy. You've got to get to your Zen state. Start to meditate. And at any rate, open the gate to your deep subconscious. Find your teddy bear self hidden in a cave, playing puddlywinks, waiting for the burning of the Mary." Bloody Mary, right? The Bloody Mary. The drink or the game, right? You go to the mirror, say, "Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Oh my God, now there's an axe murderer with a metal hook. I read about this in a special book, and he's seeking my grease special spirit sauce, and I can't give it up, because you know why? That is your Tendy's style fortune cookie for today. You will go to an exotic place and look within, whatever. I think that's another way of saying that if I might be going, okay, when my brother gets back from his trip, I might be going to Jasmine's Thai restaurant, which is actually pretty good in Port Angeles, and I might be getting that special dish I get, but instead of getting it number 2, I'll go number 5. And then after a couple hours of crystallization with a coating of probably beer and other types of toxins, it will become a kind of exotic waste. And in the pronunciation sense of place and waste, I will go to the toilet and I'll bring my tablespoon, because I remember giving birth to a poop baby around Christmas Eve, 2022. Poor fucking sewer baby. Left it in a septic tank in rural Utah. And it really stank. So yeah, I could go to an exotic place, the toilet. I could give birth to the second poop baby in my life. And then I could, with that tablespoon, to pry it out, because you have to after 5 hours, look within. And all of that is a long way of saying, did you know that the word mega in Hebrew means touch, arrive, strike, wound? Did you know that the word mega in Hebrew also means contact, touchy contact? It's like, I'm Mega Man, I'll be arriving, don't wound my heart, but I'm gonna probably be touchy-feely. It's almost like Mega Man is Uncle Touchy. Think about it. Mega Man is Uncle Touchy. That's right. Mega Man is Uncle Touchy. And he's going to arrive soon to strike your soul, to wound your spirit. Mega Man is Uncle Touchy. Make angels gripe again, aghast at our outlandish fairy tale nightmares, and coarsened by the crackling fires of discarded lumber and styrofoam and diesel babies. More against government agencies. All of them, fuck Doje. Fire them too. Let the snake eat its tail. Let the snake eat its tail. Keep repealing until the onion is gone. then pay some random shithead $10 to turn out the lights. If Trump were legit, he'd be like an Ouroboros god, swallowing his own tail. Nothing left but rubble and paper. Many are grooming ants, petting and washing, spreading ant feces, spreading ant fever to the 87 kingdoms. Many are grooming ants. You should not groom ants. You'll get them in your pants. And then I'll tell you something. You'll end up in that part of France where they drink the wine before it's time, early in the morning, watching the pornin'. Monks aligned getting angrier. There are monasteries. They're aligning themselves. They're getting really pissed off. Research that topic of Buddhist monasteries. In the regions of Tibet, you know, about 1,000 years ago, and ask yourself, how peaceful and zen is it when one monastery seeks out to cut off the heads of other monks? That's really zen, Dan. That's really peaceful. You're not supposed to tell the truth. Oh, I'll just shut the fuck up. Let's not talk about monks cutting off each other's heads because, hey, only certain kinds of people do that, am I right? Iran. Angry, lusty monks are chasing busty nuns through the alleyways of boobs and despair. Angry, lusty monks are chasing busty nuns through the city streets of the boobs and despair. Mooks are getting AIDS all over New Jersey, not far from the Trump Plaza, where Trump had sex parties in the 1990s. We don't talk about it at all. Monkey army grabbing ammo, coming for your busty women, coming for your craft beer, coming for your Tesla, is the entire monkey army grabbing ammo. That's mega. Move the alien gun assemblies, prepare ion cannon battery Charlie for a fuselage of fire and destruction as the mothership splits into pieces and the whore commandos die in the swamps of Florida. Massage a great ass, mega. Massage a great ass. By kneading her butt cheeks like balls of dough, like you're making bread to bake it, you can make yourself the kind baker's son and wrestle with the demons in the basement next to the furnace. Mutant arms grasp Amy. Amy broke up with you. Amy left you. It's over. And now his grimy mutant arms are grasping Amy, and, you know, maybe you're going to take him to the farm. Make AIDS good again by recognizing the AIDS in Papa Blump and his sad saucer eyes and his tarded dyskinesia. Make AIDS good again, Papa Blump. Your soul moves with Windstar Chime energy. Hard dick for next level boovula action. Mega Man pound charges wrangle parking lot broads, and the Christmas pudding festival awaits, Mega Man. And you have AIDS. And you have AIDS. I am paste. You are paste. Everyone you know is paste. Everything and everyone I know is paste. I figured out that I am paste and that my extractor band lifestyle is impinging upon my hooker-loving street gear ways. the main cause of low energy is your wife doesn't fuck Chuck Norris. The main cause of her low energy is she doesn't get to fuck Chuck Norris. The number one cause of leg cramps is your wife fucking Chuck Norris. So there's been this really dumb thing about former FBI director, whatever, Comey, taking a bunch of seashells and arranging them on a beach with the numbers 86 and 47. Ostensibly, 86 means kill, and 47 means Trump. Now, firstly, I don't really care how you treat the number 86 or the number 47. If we have reached the level of retarded, and this is also what I mean by TDS, by the way. I started talking about this in 2016, before Papa Blump won the election. And I pointed out that TDS is really a two-sided coin. On one side of the coin are the people that think Trump is literally Hitler. And on the other side of the coin are the people who actually think he's here to help in any way whatsoever. The most basic rational approach to Trump is to say he's a cloud of smoke. He's a column of smoke. There is nothing there. Hating on smoke is like hating on fire. It's like the Californians who blame the Beatles. You know, not the band, but the insects for why the forests are dying. But the Beatles show up because the forests are already dying. And the same people, oh, the homeless people are ruining our community. But you know, these same people are flipping garages for 1.5 mil. And also the banks, they have all their 401ks in, huh? They're holding on to about 5 homes that are just sitting going to waste and probably have crackheads living in them. 5 homes for every 1 homeless person. Yeah, I'd say that probably the homeless people are not your main fucking problem. Neither are the, you know, undocumented workers or the fact that we don't have a wall. But again, I've talked about trauma monkeys, and our most recent trauma monkey is this 8647. By uttering, it's like the word Holocaust, it has power. You didn't know it, now you do. If you utter the word Holocaust someplace in the Middle East, an F-15 drops a 2,000-pound bomb on a family at a wedding. It's like Bloody Mary, but it actually fucking works. Every time you see a Holocaust movie, about 20,000 Palestinians die. So 8647, by saying that, the Secret Service should show up, right? And question me? And the thing is, I'm probably just not going to leave my room. But Dan, you can't stay in your room all day. I could stay in solitary confinement for probably years. You know, don't threaten me with a good fucking time. So yeah, I wouldn't leave my room. And they could knock all day and I'd say, fuck you. And I'd pee into a fucking plastic container. I'd fart a shit ton. I'd probably cover my hands in feces. And when I did open the door, I would put my hands covered in feces on them. And if they wanted to pull their fucking gun on me, guess what? Like I said, don't fucking threaten me with a good time at this point. Because I'm sick of everybody. Everybody's batshit crazy. Just about everybody I know has TDS. They either think the guy's Hitler, or they think the guy's here to help them. He's a fucking column of smoke. And if you want to go ahead and report me to the secret police, fuck. How the hell a 55-year-old man, probably with an enlarged heart at this point, probably just a few years away from the big one, which means going to the farm, a burnout software engineer is somehow going to threaten anybody except for himself. You see, this is how fucking retarded people have become. Anyways, if you're on Twitter, there are these two fake accounts. I have a screenshot of them interacting. They're two sides of the same coin. Brian Krasenstein is the Trump is literally Hitler. And Gunther Eagleman is, oh God, Trump's a fucking hero coming to save us. Let's suspend habeas corpus. Which is kind of a shitty commie thing to do. If you want to dig deeper, you can. Next fucking topic is what I say, baby. Okay, this is from Reuters, and this is, well, we'll talk about what kind of an article this is. I'm going to drink a little bit of my Monster energy drink. Dan, you shouldn't drink energy drinks. I don't care. Headline, cattle futures surge over U.S. halt to Mexican cattle imports. This was written by Kylie Madry and Heather Schlitz on May the 12th, 2025, Bull Blimp Doc. I continue. Dateline, Mexico City, Chicago, May 12th. U.S. cattle futures soared to record highs on Monday after Washington suspended cattle imports from Mexico over a flesh-eating parasite, which Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum denounced as unfair. I don't know if Trump or the parasite is unfair, based upon the wording. New World screwworm maggots burrow into open wounds on cattle and other animals, often killing their hosts within weeks. Though screwworm has been eradicated in the U.S. since 1966, the U.S. Agriculture Department warned there was a risk of reintroduction. The import suspension threatened to increase U.S. beef prices by further tightening the supply of cattle, already at its lowest in decades because, free enterprise. All cattle futures contracts traded in Chicago hit lifetime highs following the halt. Cattle are on fire, said... God damn. There were articles about cattle exploding. Cattle are on fire, said Dan Norsini, independent livestock analyst. The parasite was detected in cattle herds in southern Mexico in November, prompting the USDA to temporarily stop imports. On Sunday, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said she was suspending livestock imports again through the southern U.S. border due to the pest's unacceptable northward advancement. She added that the suspension would be in place on a month-by-month basis. Of course it would, dear. I'm going to stop right here because this article just drains on about cattle's associations and border closures. And I think if you understand or have listened to my podcast over the last few years, I think you can pick at least one category that this fucking article falls into. And that is, you know, imagine you're a Soviet citizen. You live in Moscow. The year's 1986. There's no food, well, there's no beef. I mean, I think you've got turnips and you've got some other rotten vegetables, but there's no beef at the store. There's no beef at the magazine. And you read Pravda, and Pravda tells you, well, the capitalists and the CIA are poisoning our food and setting fire to our factories. And so, yeah, there you go. You got an excuse for why there's no fucking beef at the store. That makes sense. This could fall into that category, which is the, here's why you're seeing shortages. And this also falls into the category of stealth dollar collapse, which is another way of saying that if you want TVs and computers and other kinds of shit at your fucking store, ignore the trade war bullshit. Right now, I believe our trading partners, quote unquote, are asking for trade in kind, which is to say they don't want to take our T-bills. They might choose not to flood the market with them, which is questionable, but what they don't want is more shit. So if you want a new iPad, you're going to have to send us a cow. If you want a TV, you're going to have to send us 20 chickens. A whole shit ton of eggs. And of course, this doesn't translate one-to-one, but I think you're fucking getting my point. One bucket for this story is that it's another cover-up the collapse of the U.S. dollar story. And that right now, we're currently shipping food to other places. Trump likes to make, oh, didn't you see how Turkey sent us eggs? That story kind of floated, didn't it? But I think it's entirely possible that Turkey sent us eggs and we sent a lot of those eggs someplace else. And if you tell me, but Dan, they're eggs and they're still beef, there's a shit ton of depression out there. Like, I think we've been in a global depression for probably since 2009. But the difference is it was papered over until recently by both parties, by Republicans, Democrats, everybody. And I think the fact that the paper is no longer accepted could be one explanation for the story. But there's another angle, and it's darker. and it deals with my worst case. Right now, we're discussing my best case interpretation of the article. The worst case is that they're lying to you. They're lying to you about the weather. They're lying to you about the climate. And when I say they, I don't mean Republicans. I don't mean Democrats. I don't mean oil companies. It's everybody. It's Greta Thunberg. It's Al Gore. I mean, deconstruct the life of Greta and ask yourself honestly, is she someone who's consistent or does she seem like a paid fool? And I'd say Al Gore was a paid fool for decades. Remember, he created the internet. The other interpretation is that, like the Burmese python, a reasonably intelligent person would understand that Florida man, since he's been there, or let's just say since after we, you know, after we took the land from the Seminole, but after we ripped off the Seminoles, Florida man, probably since the 1830s and 40s, has been releasing animals into nature fucking ever, since then at least, right? And probably in the last 50 years, they've been releasing all kinds of exotic pets into the glades, fish, snake, monkey. So the thing that's changed is not Florida man releasing these exotic animals into the Everglades. The thing that changed is that the Everglades became a place where the Burmese python could get a, you know, a foothold. That's what changed. I'm sorry that you can't think logically. I apologize, Mega Man and Mega Woman. But that is the thing that changed. Not the idea that dumbasses toss exotic animals into the swamp. That's always been a thing since the fucking Romans. Get over it. That's not the new factor in the equation. But suddenly the Everglades became a place where the southern snakehead and a shit ton of Burmese python, and all probably all kinds of other critters we don't know about, suddenly the Everglades became a safe place for those things. And guess what? Every day now, I'm expecting my first report of an anaconda in the Everglades. And not because some dumb Florida man releases their anaconda. Any fucking given day of the week, a hobo has a Bic lighter, and Florida man's gonna release his fucking pet. It's because all of a sudden, the Everglades became a place where these animals can fucking thrive. Now, if you want to, like, Dan, you know, I'm screaming meme, didn't we have a snowstorm in New Orleans? If you want to call that chemically nucleated bullshit snow, if you want to play pretend about your weather, that's your fucking business. I don't know what the fuck they're doing with the sky. But I know one thing, the contrail thing's a lie. That's my perspective. If you want to believe their bullshit or go down the RFK limited hangout, well, it's additives in the high performance turbine. Yeah, they're putting additives into fuel that goes through a turbine. I don't know. Maybe people are that fucking dumb. I don't care. Believe what you want to believe about the screwworm. The thing that probably changed for the screwworm wasn't its existence. The thing that changed is that they could move north because all of a sudden, a lot of places to the north were livable for the screwworm. You know, survivable. There's your fucking interpretation. So it's either stealth dollar collapse or it's worse. And at this point, folks, come on. This is an article from the New York Post. It was published again on the 12th, which again was Monday. May the 12th, 2025. This was written by Victor Nava. Headline, RFK Jr. takes a dip in DC Creek, known for high levels of fecal bacteria and infectious pathogens. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. took a plunge into the waters of a Washington, D.C. notoriously contaminated Rock Creek, where swimming is banned because of high levels of fecal, that's poop, bacteria. Mother's Day hike in Dumbarton Oak Park with Amaryllis, Bobby, Kick, and Jackson, and a swim with my grandchildren, Bobcat and Cassius, in Rock Creek. RFK Jr. wrote this on X on Sunday. The post included photographs of the shirtless HHS secretary completely submerged in the creek's polluted waters. In one image, RFK Jr. is seen dangling his young grandson over the polluted creek, allowing his toes to touch the poop water. The National Park Service warns that while the water in Rock Creek may look clean, cool, and inviting, bacteria such as fecal coliform, giardia, and other potential waterborne illnesses might be present. The NPS notes that because of the high levels of bacteria and other infectious pathogens, swimming and wading are not allowed in the creek. Chemicals flow into streams and into the creek from surrounding communities through storm drains and rainfall, according to NPS. These contaminants, among others, can make your family members, your furry four-legged friends, and you sick. RFK Jr. claimed in a deposition as part of the 2012 divorce proceeding that he once suffered from cognitive problems, and doctors later found a dead worm inside his brain. That's Gwald. A Gwald. The HHS secretary attributed his health issues to the Gwald. To the Gwald, you know, the worm, that got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died. In the deposition, Kennedy Jr. said he was unsure how he contracted the Gwald, but suggested it might have been on a trip off-world to South Asia with Amanda Tapping. As HHS Secretary Kennedy Jr. has vowed to focus on combating childhood chronic disease epidemics and promoting President Blumpity Blump's Make America Healthy Again initiative. Since taking office, RFK Jr. has pledged to determine the cause of autism, of the autism epidemic, by September, and has moved to phase out several artificial dyes from the U.S. food supply. HHS did not respond to the Post's request for comment. So, and here's the funny thing. This thing about the worm, and it does sound like Stargate bullshit, but this thing about the worm inside of Robert F. Kennedy's head, it's weird. Like, I don't know how to interpret that. But the thing is, folks, a lot of people are taking his advice. And I think he is a limited hangout. Like, if you were to ask me, Dan, isn't our food poison? It's been poison for decades. And it was on a path to be poison. It was on, I don't know. You could argue it might not have been on purpose. But here's the thing, folks. If the laws of thermodynamics are real, and the physical rules of the universe are real, they apply to food and farms too. And if you produce a lot of food, and your food is made up of nutrients in the soil, and not just, you know, CO2, right? Eventually, you're going to drain the soil, and what you're going to produce is really high carbohydrate food, which we were never evolved to eat. Like, we were never meant to eat high-carb, high-sugar diets. But we were definitely never meant to eat the Franken diet that we've been eating the last few decades. That's part of the truth. Another part of the truth is this. As disgusting as that canned food is, as that prepared food is, as that stable food is, in a matter of months, I think, years, if you're lucky, you're going to be praying to find a can of that shit. Okay, so when you think about the RFK thing, he's kind of a really dangerous, mindless, because the worm made his brain, limited hangout. He really is. He's this limited hangout. He gives you a little bit of truth, but then he feeds you a lot of bullshit. And the bottom line is this, folks, I think he's also part of the equation for covering up famine. We haven't seen it yet. It's not quite here yet. It isn't going to be linear when it does get here. And all this next year to Mars, September will fix it. There's a lot of this telegraphing of the quote-unquote timeline for really cool shit to include fusion energy. It's dilating. My whole life it's been 5-10 years away, 5-10 years away. We're going back to Mars, 5-10 years away. Fusion energy, 5-10 years away. Robots that do all your work, you know, I saw the Tom Selleck movie, shithead. 5-10 years away. Now all of a sudden, it's all going to happen next year because of the time panic of 2026. I will initiate it by screaming, "Time Traveler!" Yeah, I'm going to initiate the. It's weird. All of these schedules are collapsing to a point in the future that's not far off. Now, you might believe, well, Dan, that's the singularity. We got there faster. Now we're all going to get to poop and mental, you know, mentally poop and be spiritually balanced and look inside of ourselves, whatever. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe whatever's coming is pretty fucking close. And maybe this was a fuzzy event they're covering up. And maybe the best case is cascading worldwide economic collapse. And maybe they'll cover it up with a nuclear war. Who knows? But it is the case that RFK Jr. admits he was swimming in a poop creek. And he had a worm eating his brain. You can take as much fucking advice from that guy as you want to. But doesn't he look so fit? Folks, I don't know what rich people take to look so good, and I don't know how many hours they can spend just working out. And the fact is, probably a lot of us could look better than what we do. But I wouldn't suggest drinking methylene blue. Next topic. Because I think we plunged the depths of the poop creek. What do Joe Rogan, Mel Gibson, and RFK Jr. have in common? The miracle drug that's keeping them young. So I have a reference. Before I get off the poop creek topic, there's a vignette inside the film Tootsie that came out, I think, 1980 or something. And that's the Dustin Hoffman, you know, Bill Murray's in it. And the little vignette deals with a play that Dustin wants to star in called The Return to Love Canal. And Love Canal is a famous site, I think an EPA Superfund site, a toxic site. And I like the little rant that you get from Sidney Pollack about how nobody is going to see some fucking depressing movie about a couple moving back to a toxic stream. You know, anyways. Except for RFK Jr. and his Gwald worm. I bet he has another Gwald. If he gets all deep voicey, you'll know why. Next topic, right? Okay, I have a link to a lot of pictures I generated of Amanda Tapping doing provocative bullshit. You can click on it and look at it if you want to. I don't know how much I want to dig into this next one. I collected a lot of links on it. Right now, and really this has been true since 2019, but right now history's kind of unstable. So there's potentially a lot of strange attractors, one of which is economic collapse. And I think it does influence the question of, will there be a nuclear war? But again, it could be the worst case. One thing I do think is going to happen, because I think they have been preparing people. And again, I don't classify this as predictive programming. I kind of think that's a limited hangout concept, predictive programming. I do think they prepare the battlefield of the mind. I mean, if you're going to ask me, if they're going to have a fake pandemic, will they give you decades of movies about killer viruses? Of course they will. But does that mean they're telling you what's going to happen or that they're obligated to tell you? No. Their only obligation is the evil, okay? And believe me, the penultimate con artist of all time is Lucifer. So they work for con artists. They run the big con. I think this summer is going to be a mess as far as blackouts. I think they've been preparing people for blackouts for the last decade. I think a lot of places have seen them. And some of these blackouts might have been legit. Like the rolling blackouts going back 20-some years. You know, if you go back to California, right before the Schwarzenegger one, right? So that goes back to Enron too, doesn't it? But I think a lot of that may have been artificial. It's kind of like the toilet paper shortage. I think they do these things periodically. I think Ferguson is another example, 2014. I think that was an op. I think they deliberately set things up to get people pissed off, and then they studied it. I think that they've had blackouts that are completely planned, and their purpose is to study it. But also, the purpose is to prepare people's minds, because, hey, if you let people know, yes, there's a blackout, but we'll give them a claymation video. I've got a link to that, too. A claymation video that's all cutesy, that tells them, don't worry. Your smartphone is still working, and we're working hard to get the electricity back on. I think this summer could be a fucking mess. I think we could have blackouts that last weeks in some places. And if you ask me at this point, there's probably places in the East, in Appalachia, that have had essentially no electricity, at least no centralized source or distributed electricity since last year, or at least last October. So it's not that earth-shattering of a prediction. I think we could see some really nasty heat waves, and they could very well coincide with a lot of blackouts. And the worst combination, again, strange attractors, worst combination would be boiling water reactors, heat wave, yeah, and blackouts. And if you have all those at the same time, you have almost a perfect storm for a lot of terrible shit to occur, and not just sociological. One scenario I thought about months ago is that Papa Blumpity Blump would reveal the truth through RFK Jr. about geoengineering. And instead, it did turn out to be a limited hangout. Oh, I think they're putting chemicals in the fuel. That's so dumb. If you know anything about high-performance engines, and I don't care if they're reciprocating like a V8 or if they're turbine engines or even if they're rotary engines, you want fuel to be as pure as possible. Adding any adulterant to fuel, especially aluminum, would just destroy turbines. So the idea that that's what they're doing is on the surface dumb, but people need to believe it. So get ready for the blackouts, next topic. Dan, that's mean. You said that, yeah, and it could be, you could be living in Dallas without electricity for 1 or 2 weeks, and it's, well, it's like 100 degrees, but the humidity is about 90%. Yeah, good luck with that, baby. Here's a couple quotes from Dr. Freckles that are more or less about the same thing. Sheepdogs and fools are reflections of the same deception. Sheepdogs and fools own the limited hangout. Dr. Freckles. I combine those two quotes into one. Now, what's a sheepdog? In PSYOP Sovietology terms, a sheepdog is somebody like Alex Jones. They feed you some truth. And again, this is how they own the limited hangout. They'll give you some truth, but they mostly feed you a lot of shit, and their main goal is to keep you from escaping the fence line. Okay, that's a sheepdog. A paid fool has one simple purpose. Their job is to take a real topic, an actual serious issue, and make it look like a fucking joke. So when you look at Al Gore and little Greta Thunberg and all the Leonardo DiCaprio Hollywood bullshitters, and you get all pissed off about them flying in jets and doing this, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do, and you responding to them, you getting ticked off, you whatever, even if you support them, whatever side of your TDS, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what they want you to do. Waste time on those fuckers. They certainly don't want you looking at the sky, and they don't want you asking questions about the bugs, the birds, the bees, the fact that the shorelines used to be rainbows and now they look gray and dead as fuck. They don't want you to ask questions about that. They don't want you to ask questions about a snowstorm in New Orleans when it's raining around the Arctic Circle. They certainly don't want you researching the word permafrost. So, yeah. Sheepdogs and fools own the limited hangout. They are two sides of that limited hangout coin. The sheepdog gardens to create a limited hangout in order to keep you in. The fools do the same thing in order to keep you out, which means that you have the sheepdog literally sitting on the fence, and the fools basically wander around the fence line acting like fools, and people go back inside the fence. Good example of fools, I already said, Al Gore, Greta Thunberg, and two great examples of sheepdogs, Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, and I think Dane Wigington could be one too. I think he gives us a lot of truth, but I worry about the guy. I really do. I wonder about him, if he's real. I think that, you know, he's one of the reasons why this geoengineering is only going to stop because of collapse. And so when he talks about pitchforks and judges and juries and all this bullshit, it's going to stop about the time society falls. And even Dane, it slips out. It'll be like Mad Max on steroids. Well, I'll tell you something there, Dane. Mad Max on steroids. Nobody's suing nobody. Nobody's carrying a sign. Nobody's wearing a hoodie. People are spending their whole fucking day just trying to survive Dane. So if there were a window to stop this, it's way before Mad Max on steroids. But you tell us it's right here. It's almost here. So no, I don't know if Dane Wigington's legit or not. But he does provide a lot of information that might be true. So he does fit into the category of sheepdog. And to some extent paid full. Anyways. But if he's legit, I apologize. I do recommend his podcast. So even if I tell you, you know, buyer beware, caveat emptor, right? Listen, buyer beware. Dane Wigington is a good source on geoengineering. But when it comes to the COVID, when it comes to solutioneering and stuff, actually fixing things, I think he's a limited hangout. So, next topic. Oh, here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. The aliens eat us like DDT candy bars. Like, again, I run into people, and I'm going to throw this out here. Another explanation that I talked about in my great discontinuity podcast in 2019, before everything started tipping over, was the alien thing. And I'm not saying there are no UFOs. I think there are technically unidentified flying objects. I'm not convinced they're from other planets, but they do exist, I believe. But I know people I respect, who think that the Earth could be a prison. My uncle believed that the Earth could be a prison. I'm not going to say which uncle, you don't need to know, but he thought the Earth might be a prison. And then if you've been exposed to Scientology, they'll tell you the same thing. The Earth is kind of like a prison. You got to escape it, blah, blah, blah. Evil Xenu dump bodies in volcanoes and set off hydrogen bombs. How the fuck that makes any sense, I have no idea. But again, you don't have to be a Scientologist to propose the idea that there are powers on Earth greater than us that control us and might even be harvesting us. You know, David Icke kind of has an angle on this theory. And so in no way am I saying this is false. I don't happen to believe it explains everything. As a Christian, I have a hard time accepting it because it has angles that don't make sense to me. But that doesn't mean that I'm right and they're wrong. But, you know, you think about all the toxins in the environment. You think about Norman Borlaug. You think about the obesity epidemic. And if you were an alien race, and you were just raising people to eat them, it might look a lot like the shit we've been doing as far as, you know, the food supply, food sources. It might look like that. It might look like the Norman Borlaug Green Revolution. And then 40, 50 years later, the harvest is ready. Like, basically, they were waiting about a half a century for the harvest. They made a deal with Eisenhower in 1955. They said, listen, buddy, if you want to stay alive, we got to eat. We got to eat. But we won't kill all of you. We'll simply harvest you. We'll eat some of you. Many of you will live on to have little grandchildren we might eat. But yeah, what if we're not just a prison? What if we are, you know, cattle? This is not original. There's that famous, I think, Twilight Zone episode, To Serve Man. And of course people, you know, hypothesize this. Like, what if we're just food for the gods? What if we're DDT candy bars? What if we're tasty and toxic, and maybe the cancer tumors and the other stuff are bad for us, but in terms of making a savory meatball, an alien meatball sub, we're just about as tasty as they get. They freeze dry our hands so they can nibble on our fingers. We go into these plastic baggies the way that those Japanese snacks have dried fish, but little dried babies. That's fucked up. Yeah, DDT candy bars. Let's hope not, folks. Let's hope not. Next topic. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Sindor, or Sindor, roughly translated, means my friend fucks me up the butt. Yeah, whatever. Dan, you beat up on Indian people. I do indeed. Next topic. The United States is free in the way a hooker is a virgin. Yeah, I've said this in many banal ways. Next topic. So I've got a link, another Reuters article. I will not read the article. I will summarize it for you. The United States President Donald Trump met with Syria's new president, Sharaa, in Saudi Arabia on Wednesday. Now, this Sharaa guy, is part of the various groups, the ISISs and the Al-Qaedas, and the various dark scumbag groups that about, 11 years ago, Obama conjured up out of nowhere. Understand that Obama funded the people that led to Shara, that Trump is talking to and saying lots of nice things about. And it's happened over the last decade that Al-Qaeda has been rehabilitated. And understand, rehabilitation is a Soviet concept. You should understand it. General Marshall, Marshall Zhukov, you could say General Zhukov. Marshall Zhukov was in and out of Soviet history books throughout the Cold War. He was. When Stalin was in power, he kind of got, became an unperson. He didn't get sent to the gulag again. You really can only do that once. He got sent to the gulag. Zhukov had all of his teeth knocked out in the gulag, okay? And then 1941 happens, and Stalin needs all hands on deck, but he was told, if you tell people the truth, we're going to kill you. So Zhukov was told that he could tell his comrades he was on a secret mission to get his teeth knocked out, to be tied around a log and rolled down stone steps, the Greitenwing. So rehabilitation is when Khrushchev takes over and says, and actually Khrushchev was anti-Zhukov too, I think. It's more like Brezhnev. I think under Brezhnev, Zhukov was rehabilitated. And so was Tukhachevsky. Anyways, it's a topic for another day. Al-Qaeda and ISIS were rehabilitated by the United States media over the last 10, 15 years. There was a funny cartoon show. What was it called? Archer. And Archer's a secret agent that works for an agency called ISIS. And all of a sudden, like 2014, that name no longer exists. It gets, it becomes an unperson. Because that name was going to be used for those brand new Toyota pickups with NATO-chambered rifled people and big old NATO-chambered M250 cals in the back. Yeah, I didn't believe that shit from the beginning, but a lot of you fuckers did. And all the video-edited beheadings. Yes, this is a Sovietology thing, folks. And if you can't see through this bullshit, I can't help you. You're not going to make it. Okay? How is it you can believe the 9/11 narrative, but also be okay with Trump, even meeting with this guy, let alone saying a lot of fucking friendly, nice things about him? But Dan, he's trying to make peace. Is he really? We'll get to that subject in a second. But you can read more on this on your own, the whole, his massive golf tour, his golf tour, Papa Blumpity Blum. You can read more. He's a fucking calm as smoke, guys. So one scenario, and the strange attractor is basically economic collapse, but one scenario is they're going to want to trigger a nuclear war, and Iran works. I mean, if you believe Putin is an independent agent, then Putin may be the reason why the Ukraine thing didn't really work out for them. But the Iran thing, Iran gets kicked around, beat up all the time for everything. They get blamed for everything. Love Canal was probably Iran's fault. I'm sure Bill Murray put that in the script. In order for this to work, though, it kind of has to look like Trump is doing everything he can to create peace. This is important. He will be at his crescendo. Trump will be at his peak. If I'm right about this theory, it'll happen in the next couple months. And I've talked about it since last summer, more or less, that Trump is a surfboard, that Trump is a means of the state of Israel getting the United States to basically attack Iran and probably invade Iran. And Trump himself has said over and over again, if I am killed, Iran did it. If your dog poops in the house, Iran did it. Trump has said this over and over again. But for this to align up perfectly, it has to be part of the crescendo where basically Trump's curing everything. Trump is curing AIDS and the screw worm. Trump is curing the economy. Trump is arresting all the bad people. Trump is bringing peace on earth and love and goodwill and lots of money jobs. And everything looks so good. like King Arthur and his court, no dark cloud could be seen. And then something really, really mean. Trump's plane goes down. Who could have seen it coming? It could be that. It could be another one of these stupid McPoyle plots that is implausible and can only be proven by them murdering a dude. I think they killed a dude to make it look real. It could be another McPoyle plot, but I think it's going to be something more dramatic. Now you could say, well, Dan, there's no way they would use a plane. They just got from Qatar to do this. And I would say, you have a plastic spoon in your fucking head, buddy. And maybe not you, but a lot of people you know followed the arrows and wore the coffee filter and did the lockdown hokey pokey bullshit in 2020. So tell me again how you couldn't sell this to retarded people. Yeah, the Qatari plane scenario can work. But the only way it can work is if Trump is at his peak or a local peak. If you want to think of it like a polynomial function, you're looking for a local maxima, the intersection of a local maxima and the plan. And then it's very Shakespearean, isn't it? And J.D. Trance can give that speech I joked about regarding Hunter Biden in 2021, but J.D. Trance can give the big speech, and he can stand over the pyre and talk about, look at our fallen hero, and how can we not answer back? And then all of a sudden we're bombing Iran and bombing their nuclear reactors, and one thing leads to another, and we get ourselves not just World War III, but nuclear World War III. But Trump has to be a martyr. Trump has to look like he's doing everything he can to help all the Americans. And boy, you know, if he'd only had a chance, right? This is kind of like the same story from 2020, folks. Trump wanted to do the right thing, but he couldn't do nothing. Trump knew the glumpity glump was something else, but then he also spread the version it was the Wuhan lab, didn't he? He didn't really turn it off. You see, I think Putin did. If Putin's an independent agent, then I can tell you what he did exactly, and I've told you this for the last few years. He came up with a magical cure. If you're dealing with magical bullshit diseases, this strategy works. And he called it the Sputnik vaccine, and he injected his Russians and said, listen, now you don't have to worry about it. Putin fucked it. I think Putin screwed them all. And this is why they wanted the force. I always forget the name of the republic, but it's one of these new Soviet republics. But it's why they wanted to force Russian neighbors to take the fucking vaccine. Because, bottom line, Putin might have just taken their bullshit story and flipped it on them. I don't know. It explains the Ukraine situation, too. It explains a lot. That being said, getting back to the core topic, in order for this Iran scenario to work, it kind of has to be at a local maxima of Trump's crescendo, of him looking like he's healing and curing. And it probably has to happen before the dollar completely vaporizes, which means that if we're in stealth dollar collapse, they have been doing everything they can since late 2019 to keep this shitty piece of toilet paper alive. And if they're at the point where they've run out of all their fucking schemes, then you definitely want to execute on the plan before that happens. Because otherwise, Trump gets the blame, and, you know, you want to avoid the troops not... It's not just the troops not eating. You want to avoid the troops having family back home that hasn't had meat for 3 weeks. So, once again, I'll tell you, if you're going to pull this off with Cabela Man, Mega Man, as dumb and retarded as those people are, and equally dumb to all the fucking Democrats, if you want to pull this trick off and give the state of Israel exactly what it wants, then one of those local maxima feels a few weeks away, or less. Like one of those little crescendos where Trump is riding the wave. Look what I did. I cured the economy, and I fixed this, and I fixed that. Blah, blah, blah. I had a quote-unquote friend back in 2020 try to claim to me that everything was fine with the economy, and then the communists and Soros came. All I've seen since 2009 is decay, and I've been lots of places, and I've made good money in different places, and all I've seen is decay. But this quote-unquote friend of mine was trying to pitch me that, well, everything was fine, and then the fucking COVID. Clearly the guy didn't read, because in the summer of 2019, the banking system was melting down. Oh, just like the permafrost. They didn't tell you, plastic spoonhead. What's permafrost exactly? Don't fucking worry about it. If some fucking mountain in the Alps disintegrates before people's eyes, tell them it's a fucking beetle. Tell them it's Iran. That's where we're at, folks. It is Saturday at 8:17 a.m. on May the 17th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. We have reached the end. We have reached the final end. Have a great rest of your fucking weekend.